I remember over in the Proverbs the first time that I came upon the word, if you disobey me and you get involved in sexual immorality, I will send the cruel one, the wicked one, against you, and you will spend your last years in your body being devoured with sickness and disease. I didn't understand it. I didn't have a clue what that meant. Not a clue. I didn't know who the wicked one was. I didn't know who the cruel one was. I didn't understand that. I read that probably for 10 years before finally one day, he said, I'm talking about the devil, son. I send him against you. You go out and sin, I'll send the devil against you, and he'll attack you with venereal disease, and your body will be consumed with it. Whoa. Okay, Lord, I got it. It didn't take it. After that, I got it. Now then, if I was thinking about going about and messing around on my wife, that once that revelation come, forget it. I ain't going there. But I never did that anyway. I ain't never going to do that. That's not even in my vocabulary, because I know God says in His Word, as a Christian, sexual immorality is to never be in my heart. Never. I am never to go there. Not even one time. So I ain't going there. I ain't going there. I don't care what happens. You know, I just ain't going there. Because I'm going to obey the King. And now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this commandment with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from any Christian who lives in idleness and doesn't follow the traditions of hard work we give you. Oh, that's written in the Word too, isn't it? So somebody says, I'm a Christian. Well, are you working? No. Why not? Well, I can't find a job. I don't believe that. You can find a job. Did you know you can find a job somewhere? Somebody said, well, yeah, it's just like a guy came to me one day and he said, Thurman, I need a job. I said, what kind of job you need? He said, any kind of job. Well, okay, God's a faith God. So I said, Father, he looked like he's about 40 years old. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, give him a job down at McDonald's flipping hamburgers. No, he said, no, that's not what I want. I said, well, you said any kind of job. I said, God's a faith God. He said, I said, what are your qualifications? He said, I'm an electrical engineer. He said, I'm perfectly qualified to have an $80,000 to $100,000 a year job. I said, okay, now we're getting somewhere. You know, now we're getting somewhere. You got some qualifications. You've been to college. You're an electrical engineer. Okay, Lord, give the guy a good job that pays $80,000 or $100,000 a year doing what he loves to do. Now, will that open the door to the Lord to be able to do something? Lord, please give me a job. And God said, I'm a faith God. What kind of job do you want? You know, what do you want? Well, Lord, just a job. He said, okay, so he gives you a job flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, and all you do is grumble and complain. You asked for a job, you didn't ask what, so he gave you a job. You know, if you want something from God, remember he is a faith God. Ask him for what you want. You know, don't just shoot out there among them and hope he gives you something. Because he's a faith God, when you just throw something out there and say, Lord, I need a job, you may not get nothing. You know, may not get nothing. I think about those things here a while back, I had a lady come to church and she said, I need you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong with your husband? She said, he won't do what I tell him. Okay, now the first thing wrong with that, she has never learned how to submit to her husband. She's trying to run the show instead of letting him run the show. Now, God told her she could put her 2 cents worth in, but whatever decision he makes, she's supposed to rule with it. She's supposed to run with it. She's not supposed to give him a hard time. She's supposed to yield to her husband. That's what the Word of God says. But so many women won't do that. They will not do what their husband tells them. And they wonder why they're miserably unhappy in their marriage, because they don't obey. Well, that's why many people are miserably unhappy with their marriage with God, because they will not submit to Him. And so He makes your life miserable. But anyway, this woman says, my husband won't do what I ask him. I said, well, you're the problem. I need to pray for you. And she said, what? I said, yes, you're not supposed to be telling your husband what to do. You're supposed to be submitting to your husband and his authority. So I took her to the Word and showed her several of those scriptures. Well, 2 weeks later, her husband came to church with her. He walked up to me, nice-looking gentleman, with his wife, and he walked up, and I said, I saw her, and I said, you must be her husband. He said, I am.
And I said, what can I pray for you for? He said, the first thing I want to know, I want to know what you did to my wife 2 weeks ago. I said, why? Has it been better or worse? He said, multitudes better. He said, life ain't never been this good in our house. So what did you do? I said, I showed her her position and what she's supposed to do. He said, my wife has never been like this in her life. He said, my life has been so blessed this week, the last 2 weeks. He said, it's awesome. He said, I'm thankful for that. But said, now that you ask what you can pray for, I haven't had a job in 13 months. I said, are you well qualified? He began to give his qualifications. I said, yeah, you can get a good job with those qualifications. I said, you know why you haven't been able to work in 13 months? Because of the strife that's going on in your home between you and your wife. There's witchcraft there. And so God's not going to honor nothing. But now that your wife has stepped into submission and y'all are doing what you're supposed to, I said, I'll pray a prayer of faith for you, a good job. And I did that on Sunday night. And Tuesday, he got a six-figure job. In fact, the next day, he got another offer for another one, even better. But he had already taken that one, so he's still working. Isn't that wonderful? Amazing what happens when you get in line with God, right? He blesses your socks off. He promises it. But if you don't, he'll curse your socks off. So that's just the way he is. He just happens to be the boss. And it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from any Christian who lives in idleness and doesn't follow the tradition of hard work we gave you. That's a pretty hard one, isn't it? Do you know anybody in the church that's an idle, lazy person that doesn't go out and produce? Do you know those kind of people? Sure. It's not difficult to know those kind of people. What's the Lord tell you to do with those kind of people? Stay away from them. But Lord, this is the body of Christ. He said, I know. Tell them to get a job and go to work. Tell them to pray and spend time with me. If they're not willing to do that, he said, stay away from them. Stay away from them. That's kind of hard, isn't it, Lance? See, most people never read anything like this in the Word, do they? Stay away from somebody? Lord! But the king said himself, stay away from any Christian. Now, what if they say they're a Christian? Do you know if they're a Christian or not? No, you really don't know that. You don't know. But you have to ask. And if they say, yes, I am a Christian, but they're not willing to work and provide for themselves, he said, stay away from them. So it's tough, isn't it? But it's written. The book is written. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses, 7 and 8. For you know that you ought to follow our example. We were never lazy when we were with you. We were never lazy when we were with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it. That's something, isn't it? We worked hard day and night so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Did Paul give us a good example to follow? He wasn't a lazy preacher, was he? I mean, he made tents all day long, day and night, worked hard, and then preached the gospel anytime he wasn't doing something else, and paid for his own food and everything. And he did all those things. He said, this is the example you're to follow. So is anybody in the body of Christ supposed to be a lazy, good for nothing, lay down something to let everybody else take pay their way? No, not at all. We never accept food from anyone without paying for it. We worked hard day and night so we would not be a burden to any of you. Verse 9 and 10. It wasn't that we didn't have the right to ask you to feed us, but we wanted to give you an example to follow. Isn't that something? Give you an example to follow. Your example is to get off your duff and do something. Is that what he's saying? Work. But we wanted to give you an example to follow. Even while we were with you, we gave you this rule. Whoever does not work should not eat. You know, I can't think of a better incentive to go to work than if people stop giving you money and stop feeding you. You know, it don't take very long that, you know, you get pretty hungry just a couple of days, don't you? You know? Oh. Oh, Bruce, a couple of hours, give me a break. That's a good city to work, isn't it, Bruce? Very good. The Lord says, keep your employees on an empty stomach and they work harder. Well, that's what He said in His Word. What He means, it gives you an incentive to be there every day if you're empty. You know, if I'm going to have to work today to get some food, I'm going to go to work this morning because a couple of hours there, I'm going to be hungry and I want something to eat. Wow, that's pretty cool. Oh, goodness. Whoever does not work should not eat. So if we get somebody among us that's lazy and is not willing to work, hey, the Lord says they don't eat. They don't eat off of your table. They don't. If they come to your table and sit down and eat, they're going to be out working with the rest of you. Whatever there is to be done, get out there and work. And work hard. That's what He tells us. Work, be a hard worker. And then the next couple of verses. Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work and wasting time meddling in other people's business. Now, if you ain't got nothing to do, if you're not working, what have you got time for? To meddle in somebody else's business, yeah. To tell stories and all this kind of stuff. To hang around and lay around and do nothing. You're wasting time meddling in other people's business. I want you to stop and think about this. And I think about this often. Especially since I've lived 69 years. I think, you know, the price I paid for today and everything I did today was one day of my life, which I can never recover. Today, what I did was cost me one day of my life. One less than I had yesterday. So make it productive. Produce for the kingdom. Because nobody knows tomorrow may not be there. And nobody knows that, do they? Nobody. I've talked to young people especially. You know, you need to know Jesus. I'm going to sow my wild oats. You know, when I get to be old like you, 70 or 80, then maybe I'll think about Jesus. I remember a 28-year-old young man. I sat down there at Sky Chef one day at the dinner table, and I talked to this young man about Jesus. I said, son, he was just sitting there. He sat down with me. And so I started talking to him. I said, son, you need Jesus. Nah, he said, I've heard about that, but he said, you know, I don't want that now.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.